This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Sinzak.
All right, welcome back to, oh no, it's the Decibel Geek Podcast. I'm Aaron Camaro, joined as always by Chris Sinzak. How's it going, my man?
It's going really well after the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, what a fascinating talk. A peek inside the world, a kiss through the eyes of Gary Corbett, and man, got people talking.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's probably a number of you out there that are hearing us now for like the second or third time because you just got turned on to the show over the last couple of weeks. So welcome. We are a weekly hard rock and heavy metal podcast, and we try to share good music, good talk, and have good times.
Yeah, we just try to have a good time.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for a while, and one of the things that we like to do here at the Decibel Geek Podcast is name a Geek of the Week. And Geek of the Week is an honorable and prestigious award that we give out every single week. And it goes to people that are hard rock and heavy metal fans. Usually we take them off the Facebook page. Sometimes we find them through emails. Sometimes even through Twitter.
Right.
And we've had a long line of really cool people that were Geek of the Week. But no Geek of the Week before has ever garnered this show as much attention as this week's Geek of the Week.
This week's Geek of the Week is Paul Stanley of KISS.
The star child.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be saying that. maybe not for the right reasons, but attention is attention, and I'll give it that.
That's right.
For those that don't know, the last couple of weeks we did pretty in-depth interviews with Gary Corbett, who used to work with KISS. And Gary had some, well, say, not so nice things to say about Mr. Stanley and Mr. Simmons.
I mean, a mix of both,
I'd
say.
Mix of both. But, you know, he was an employee, and he shared his behind-the-scenes experiences, and people really seemed to like it.
Right.
The reason Paul is the Geek of the Week this week, though, is some listener, I don't even know who it was, put the link to the episode on his Twitter page and said Gene and Paul don't fare too well in this podcast episode.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Stanley's reaction was, wow, a podcast.
Yeah,
oh no. So, which I don't blame him.
He's
a rich millionaire rock star, and we're two guys that are just trying to do a show every week.
Right.
But that's fine. He's entitled to that opinion, but we want to thank him because he probably unknowingly at the time basically retweeted the link to 50,000 followers.
Inadvertently or not.
Right.
We appreciate it.
We do. Yeah. Either way, we're happy to get the attention.
Right.
So it's, the last 2 weeks have garnered a lot of attention on message boards. I've been reading, get a lot of feedback from people on email, mostly positive. People really like Gary's stories and enjoyed, getting that peek behind the curtain.
He is a super cool guy.
He is. And we've stayed in touch with him, and I've been relaying all the feedback to him, and he's definitely amused by it.
To say the least.
Yeah, we hope to have Gary back on in the future for sure.
Heck yeah.
So, So Paul Stanley, your Kissopoly money is on the way in
That's
the mail.
That's right.
So
that's funny. I actually own Kissopoly.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to play it soon. But, so that's Geek of the Week this week. And we don't always do in-depth interviews. We also like to mix it up and do music theme shows.
Yeah.
We do it for fun, and we try to keep things interesting. We try to be
informative and entertaining at the same time,
right,
all within the realm of the world of rock and roll.
Right. We want you to come out of each show with something.
Right. And one of the things we like to do around here, and we do it from time to time, and it's always well-received, is bizarro covers.
Right.
But one problem I always run into when we're doing bizarro covers is when I'm trying to pick great songs to play for it, I always find a whole bunch of really good cover songs.
Right.
And I say, well, this is great, and I'd love to play this on the show and get some attention for these artists,
right,
but it's not really bizarro.
It's more of just a good straight cover.
Right. So I think today it'd be better just to play some really cool cover songs.
Well, yeah, and we did do this just straight covers before. We did it back in episode 22.
Way back in the day.
It was called Undercovers. So this is Undercovers 2.
Nice.
So I figure, 120 episodes or something, 119 episodes.
Here's part 2.
Enough of a break. Now here's part 2. Yeah, go back into the archives and listen to that.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, a couple of mine are a little bit bizarro, but either way, they all kick ass.
Right.
So, at least in my opinion.
Cool. So, why don't you go ahead and kick us off? What do you got first?
Okay, I'm going to go first. All right, my first pick is, and some of these were suggested by you, the listener, that we asked for your suggestions on the Facebook page, facebook.com/decibelgeek.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I already had all my picks picked out before.
but I was like, I was like, I want to find something. I'm like, why not just make this interactive and, see what they give me?
Right,
and you had a lot of good suggestions. So, some of these are your picks. And first one was from a listener. This is a band called Boba Flex, and this is a band that was formed in the 90s in Point Pleasant, Virginia, by brothers Sean and Marty McCoy.
Camaro's Cutout Band, all the way back to that. I turned you on to this band.
And did you know that the they're related to the McCoy family from the Hatfields and McCoys?
Really?
Yeah. So nice. They have ties to that ancestry. So, in Virginia, this band has been through numerous setbacks. They were dropped by their label. At one point, they lost all the rights to their music.
Damn.
I mean, they signed some bad deals, it seems. But they've actually earned all of the rights to their music back. And
right
they basically reemerged as an independent artist. This is the new music world we live in now.
It's strange, but, you know, that just shows that the cream rises.
Yeah, and this song that I'm about to play, this was so well-received off of just an independently released album that it's actually garnered airplay on satellite radio, which is a big thing.
Heck yeah.
So, and they get airplay on this show. So this is Boba Flex from Hell in My Heart, 2011's release, doing a cover of Simon and Garfunkel's The Sound of Silence.
Bizarre.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. In the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Beneath the halo of a new street lamp, I turned my collar to
you know, that would fit on a Bizarro Covers episode, but it's still pretty damn cool.
I love that it starts out so very faithful to the original, and then it just gets heavier and heavier and heavier. They're a really, really good band.
I always like it when, like, you'd say, well, are you a big Simon Garfunkel fan? No. Well, listen to this. That's awesome.
Yeah. I actually caught myself listening to some Simon and Garfunkel on Spotify the other day. I was just like,
this doesn't sound anything like Boba Flex.
Exactly.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I was waiting for the crunchy guitars to kick in. All right, well, you got the next one.
All right. I found out recently that I'm a huge fan of Deadline Records. Deadline Records was a label that put out, in the late 90s and early 2000s, put out a lot of cover CDs, you know, a lot of tributes. And I've got one here that came out in 2002, and it's a tribute to Styx. I just got this for Christmas. I saw it somewhere and read about it, and I was just intrigued. I mean, it's got Ralph Saenz from Steel Panther on here. It's got Alex Mitchell from Circus of Power, Mark Torian from the Bullet Boys, Stevie Rochelle, Kelly Hansen is on here.
Yeah,
you know,
Hurricane.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like Foreigner doing Styx songs.
Exactly.
It's really strange, but kind of cool. And where else are you going to hear Phil Lewis from LA Guns doing Mr. Roboto?
Interesting.
That's bizarro.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saving that one.
I'm glad you're saving that one. I don't like that song.
But here's the song that really intrigued me and made me ask my wife to get this for me through for Christmas, which she awesomely went to Amazon.com through the Decibel Geek website, you know, and got this for me. The tribute to Styx, and I had to hear it. It features Kyle from Bang Tango on bass, and it's Jizzy Pearl on lead vocals. This is awesome. Check it out. Too Much Time on My Hands.
Yeah, I'm sitting on this bike.
Wow, Dennis DeYoung would be proud.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Yeah, I never thought you would pick a Styx cover. That's interesting.
And that's the thing. I'm not a huge Styx fan. You know, I like them. They're okay. I definitely respect what they've done, you know, as far as a rock band. And, you know, as we said before, Styx, one of the hardest working bands out there. I mean, they put out album after album after album, year after year, and had some, you know, outstanding classic rock songs that people still talk about today.
Yeah.
But to me, to hear Jizzy Pearl, you know, rocking out a song like that, it's just killer. I love it. And I've got some more picks coming up later on in the show from some more Deadline artists.
It's interesting. I'm looking forward to hearing what Jizzy Pearl sounds like with Quiet Riot.
Yeah, me too.
That should be
big time. I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay. My next pick, this is definitely a listener pick, because this is a band that every time I heard this band's name come up in conversation, I'd be like, what a stupid band name.
It's kind of cool.
I never even gave them a shot because I figured it was some hipster group.
Yeah.
This is a band called Me First and the Gimme Gimmies, and this was, the listeners said any of their covers, and apparently I went and researched them. It's a group that was formed in 1995, and the name comes from a children's book. And they perform purely cover songs, and they wear, like, quirky matching costumes in concert.
Huh.
And the band features, it's like members of different punk acts. It also includes Fat Mike of NOFX on bass, so
right,
which is
on
a really good punk band. This out from an album called Have Another Ball that came out on July 8th, 2008. This is Me First and the Gimme Gimmies doing a cover of future Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, not Kiss, Hall & Oates.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money, you can rely on the old man's money. It's a rich girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far. Don't you know?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely interesting.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than the original.
Yeah, it's a little more rocked out. I like that. I like it when people take songs, you know, maybe by an artist that you maybe don't like that much or wouldn't think that you'd like that much, but then you hear somebody else doing a version of it and be like, wow, that's a really great song.
If only they'll do a Juice Newton cover, we'll be good.
You get in touch with Deadline Records, you know, and if people go to Amazon and start buying these, they'll say, you know, why are we getting all these response? Why do we need to put out more tribute albums? And then you can go to them and say,
right,
where's my Stevie Rochelle or Phil Lewis doing a cover of Juice Newton?
The world would just come to an end at that point. if you're a new listener to the show, go back. There's a... Actually, the original episode we did this on for called Undercovers, episode 22, I went back and looked. We did a thing, which we should do more of, called Defending Your iPod.
Yeah.
And Aaron had found a Juice Newton song on my iPod, skewered me mercilessly over it. And I've had numerous listeners.
I wasn't the only one.
Oh, I've had numerous listeners give me shit for that a long time. It's the joke that won't die. Of course, I'm not helping by bringing it up.
No, you're the one that keeps mentioning it.
I think it's funny, too.
Proclaiming your love for Juice Newton from time to time.
I know.
Letting her know.
I'm not ashamed.
Speaking of which, I got one here. This one came out in 1998, and it's off of D-Rock Records. It's called Forever Mod, Portrait of a Storyteller. And on this CD, there's appearances by Janie Lane, Eric Singer, CeCe DeVille, Matt Sorum, Stephen Piercy's on here, Gilby Clark, Bob Daisley, Billy Duffy, Warren DeMartini, Jeff Pilson. Sounds like a good hard rock and tribute album,
featuring the 1980s.
Right.
Basically.
Well, they're all rock and rollers. Yeah. You think this is going to be an awesome album, you know? And it's it's a tribute to Rod Stewart.
The Rod.
And, you know, you think, wow, that's strange, you know, and this CD intrigued me, too. I had to order it to get it, you know, just because all those artists doing covers of Rod Stewart songs.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But, you know, here's one that maybe you didn't realize what a great song it was when you heard it a million times played over and over and over again on classic rock radio. But you got to check out this version. It features John Corabi on lead vocals and acoustic guitar, Bruce Kulick on the acoustic and electric guitar, and the mandolin.
Wow.
Yeah. Brent Fitz on drums, Chaz Butcher on bass, and Kurt Cuomo on keyboards.
It's almost union.
Almost union. You know, Kurt known for being a songwriter on Carnival of Souls and Psycho Circus. Got to fit Kiss in somehow.
Of course.
It's our beneficiary this week.
If you're a new listener, you'll hear something about Kiss in every episode.
Oh, absolutely. Here's one that's probably going to blow your mind a little bit, but I think you're going to dig it. It's Maggie May, tribute to Rod Stewart, right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast.
Wake up, Maggie.
96.
Obviously, you guys have toned down your private lives. Do you still rock as hard?
No.
Want to be a member of the Decibel Geek Army?
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
Join us on our fan page at facebook.com/decibelgeek.
Hi, this is Mama Cash. You're listening to the...
And we're back. Time for more Decibel Geek Podcast. Today we go under covers, which means we're playing some really kick-ass tribute songs.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah, having fun doing it.
Hey, before we get into the next song, I want to just quickly mention that I had kind of a Skype call with a person last night, a big fan of the show, and this is how we've basically built the staff of the people that we have on the show, all the writers and everything. Yeah. People that are big fans that have certain talents that want to help out, and this one's no exception. This is a guy who does YouTube video stuff, and I've been looking to get somebody to help run the YouTube video page for the Decibel Geek thing, because it's kind of an audience we haven't really embraced, and we need to get more content up there. So this guy, his name's Eric, and just keep your eye out on the Decibel Geek YouTube page. We're going to have a whole lot of cool stuff coming on there, and it's going to be interactive. We're going to have your suggestions play into what gets put on some of these videos. So
I like interacting.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, and a lot of KISS stuff, too, so don't worry.
Heck yeah, because if you're a fan of the Decibel Geek podcast, you're in tune with what we're doing here, and so we don't mind letting you guys get involved on it. I mean, like you said, that's how we built our staff at the Decibel Geek website with all the great writers, and so many great articles come up all the time that people are always commenting on and getting involved in, and if you, too, would like to be a writer for the Decibel Geek website, just let us know.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great way to get yourself into backstage passes and all that good stuff.
Yeah. We've
but you got to do the work. You got to do the interviews.
You do got to do the work. But yeah, it has opened some doors for people.
You know, music reviews, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. So yeah, this guy, Eric, got in touch with me and we're working out the details, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So
more YouTube.
Yeah.
Nice.
A lot more stuff on YouTube. So, all right, so I got the next pick here. Really enjoying these cover songs. I like we haven't done one of these in forever.
So far, so good.
Yeah. My next pick, this is, there's nothing better than having a cover song affect a band basically in direct conjunction with the artist that they're covering, and this is a case of that. This is a band called Nantucket, and they were formed in Jacksonville, North Carolina in 1969, and they signed with Epic Records in 1977. And some people may remember they opened for KISS on a number of tours through the 70s. They also opened up for Styx, for Boston, Journey, the Doobie Brothers. And they had a debut album that sold, I think, around 200,000 copies. But then in 1980, they put an album out called Long Way to the Top.
Yeah.
And it had a cover of the AC/DC Long Way to the Top song. And it was released as a tribute to Bon Scott, who had just passed away.
Right on.
And the members of AC/DC were so touched by it that song and album landed Nantucket the opening slot on the Back in Black summer tour.
Wow.
That year.
And that is cool.
And the audience would go nuts for it every show.
Wow.
So this is a real cool thing where a cover song
I've never heard of this band before. I'm looking forward to hearing it myself.
This is a great cover of AC/DC. This is Nantucket with Long Way to the Top.
Rock and roll, getting wild.
That's pretty cool. I like that. I think I'd like to hear some more of that band.
Yeah, definitely. They didn't do a whole lot after that, but I know there's at least two or three albums there of material to listen to.
Definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, I remember seeing their name on like Kiss ticket stubs and pictures and stuff.
Yeah, right on. All right, I got the next one. Hey, it's another Deadline Records release. This one's called Not the Same Old Song and Dance, tribute to Aerosmith, came out in 1999. And, you know, the thing I love about these albums that Deadline released back in the late 90s, early 2000s, was the fact that you would get these just strange groupings of bands to do these cover songs because they just match different people together. And sometimes, man, you really get a super group out of it.
Right.
Case in point right here, you know, and just to let you know who's all on this album, I mean, Vince Neil's on there doing a great cover of Chip Away the Stone. Mm-hmm. Ted Nugent on here with a band doing Ragdoll.
Really?
Strange. Janie Lane's on here, Mark Slaughter, Eric Singer, Jeff Keith, Blue Saraceno, Edgar Winter even on here. Huh. And the whole album's produced by Bob Rock.
Very cool.
Very cool. And it really well produced. But speaking of a super group, I mean, this is amazing. You're going to love this. It features Ronnie James Dio on lead vocals, Yngwie Malmsteen on lead guitar, Stu Hamm on bass, Greg Bissonette on drums. That's pretty awesome so far. And the final key to the puzzle, good friend of the Decibel Geek podcast, Paul Taylor on keyboards.
Well, it's just talent oozing out of the speakers on this one.
How can this not rule? Crank it up and check it out. Right here, it's Dio and Friends doing a tribute to Aerosmith with Dream On. See, I was right. You can't go wrong with a lineup like that. Doing a great song by Aerosmith. Love it.
I love Dio's take on anything he covers, that he can make it his own.
I mean, go back to the Christmas episode a while back. You know, that song he did with Tony Iommi. It was an old classic time, old time Christmas song.
Gentlemen.
And just, it was awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like an old Sabbath tune.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dio can make anything his own. And
you know, Dio rules so much. And here at the Decibel Geek Podcast, we try not to be like a radio show because we know most radio shows suck. And so we try to be different. And we try not to do things like double shots. But sometimes...
We're doing it now.
When Dio's involved, it's okay.
It's a Dio double shot.
Double shot of Dio.
See, I didn't have the special effect. I had to do it, you know, manually.
Right.
But no, I was wanting to play an Alice Cooper cover. So I started going through Alice Cooper covers, and there's a lot of good ones out there. Like, we played Cold Ethel by Vince Neil.
Yeah, off the Humanary Stew.
Like a year or so
ago.
That's
an awesome CD.
And yeah, this is also off of the Humanary Stew, a tribute to Alice Cooper album, and it was released in 1999. So this was like... kind of a low period for these kinds of bands. You know, they're more there's more of a renaissance now, but this was a rough era for that kind of stuff. So this album, as great as it is, kind of didn't get enough attention, in my opinion.
No, and it should have. I mean, I think Dee Schneider's on there doing an awesome song.
Joe Elliott, Dave Mustaine, Roger Daltrey's on this album.
That's right.
Bruce Dickinson, Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of really
great Dickinson
people.
That Dickinson song on there is awesome. Black Widow, I think.
Yeah. This is one that I couldn't pass up. And, you know, I love the song Welcome to My Nightmare, but, man, you want to talk about taking a song to the next level.
Uh-huh.
This is Dio and friends doing Welcome to My Nightmare.
Welcome to my nightmare. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong. Nocturnal vacation, unnecessary sedation. You wanna feel at home, 'cause you belong. Welcome to my nightmare, yeah.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome. You can't go wrong with Dio. You
can't go wrong with Alice Cooper, so.
Right. Either way, we're all good. We love us some Dio around here at the Decibel Geek Podcast.
Are we doing a triple shot?
Boy, I don't know. Probably shouldn't.
No,
I got something different.
Keep it mixed up.
Guess what? It's another Deadline Records release.
Okay, are they sending us a check for this episode or something?
They should be. I just was digging through like my cover CDs, and these were the cool ones I picked out that really spoke to me. And, you know, this one's got all those same kind of guys on there, you know, Mark Torian from the Bullet Boys and, you know, Phil Lewis and Kelly Hansen. And okay. I mean, it's a good lineup.
I'm sending them a CD of this episode with a bill. So you guys owe us. Or you owe Aaron in particular.
Yeah, something. I mean, these CDs are awesome. I can't help it. They're really good. I love what Deadline Records did back then. This one comes from a CD called Bulletproof Fever, and it's a tribute to Uncle Ted Nugent. And a lot of great stuff on here, but this one really jumped out at me. I've always really liked this song. As a matter of fact, it was my wife and I's wedding song.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay. The sad thing is I had to ask.
Yeah, but you got to know this is going to be awesome because it features the late Randy Castillo on drums. He rules. Chuck Garrett's on bass, of course, from Alice Cooper and Bisto Blanco.
Yeah.
That stuff's awesome. Jake E. Lee on lead guitar.
Yeah, he's just now back into the spotlight.
Heck
this
yeah.
was him dipping his toe back into music.
Right. And winding it all off with Stevie Rochelle on lead vocals from Tough. And, of course, my favorites, the Cheeseheads with Attitude.
They owe us some money, too.
Maybe. I don't know. But in the meantime, their payment is fine with me. Some kick-ass rock and roll, and that's what you're going to get right here. Got to say it. I think it blows away the original.
That's,
Nugent
that's
fans are going to kill me, but I got to say it blows away
They're
the original.
They're literally going to kill you.
A sweet love ballad right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast. Crank it up. It's Wango Tango.
Mother! Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victims' lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
The only podcast that goes to 11.
These go to 11.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast.
All right, we are in the home stretch right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast. I want to thank everybody for hanging out with us today. We got a little bit yet to come, but we want to take a moment to stop, you know, all the new listeners coming in off Gary Corbett's episode the last couple of weeks, and you know, and all the hardcore fans that have been with us since day one. We appreciate you so much. We want to let everybody know that the party's happening at www.decibelgeek.com. We mentioned it earlier. We've got a fistful of great writers over there putting out awesome articles all the time. Definitely worth checking out. If you want a Decibel Geek t-shirt, that's the place to go. If you're going to order one of these great CDs off of Deadline, or off of
Amazon,
off of Amazon,
you got Deadline on
including
the brain.
Including Deadline. Yeah, you got me all messed up. I'm thinking, yeah, maybe we should get some.
Make check payable too.
Right. Tell them Decibel Geek Podcast sent you. Yeah. Again and again,
please.
But all these great bands, you're going to support them. You go to Amazon, you order the CDs, you go to iTunes, whatever. But if you go to Amazon, you got to go through the website. Right. And that way you're going to kick us back a little something, helps us keep the lights on here in the studio, and helps us to continue to put out weekly episodes. We love to do it. We know you love it too, so let's keep it rocking.
Yeah, and
we're doing good.
If you enjoy this stuff and you don't ever want to miss an episode, just go onto iTunes and hit subscribe, and you'll never miss an episode.
Yeah, it brings it right to you every time there's a new one, every single week.
And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review, because that helps us move up
big
the charts
time.
In iTunes.
We hit some pretty good milestones the last year through iTunes and stuff. We'd like to continue the growth of the show. You know,
absolutely.
The more reviews, the better. You know, the more well-received we appear, the more they like us over at iTunes. It's great.
That's right.
So we're going to round things off. We got a couple more cover songs for you today. Get all this band's, all these bands' music at Amazon.
Yeah.
Do it. Support these bands.
Yeah, there's links in the show notes for all of these artists, and it goes directly to the Amazon store. You can support them, get them some dough, and it kicks a few coins our way, too.
Heck yeah, it ain't much, but every little bit counts.
And you get good sound quality music that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than getting crappy MP3s off YouTube.
Right.
You know who I'm talking to. All right, so I got one more to go. Got to play one by a band that's now Nashville residents. Everyone is moving here. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And a band we would love to interview. Hint, hint. This is a band Hailstorm. And this, if there's one band that's like making modern mainstream radio success and still kind of waving the flag for old school hard rock and metal, it's this band.
I agree.
Because they're great guitar playing, great drumming, but Lizzie Hale's vocals, man, this girl can really sing.
And you can tell that, you know, they wear their influences on their sleeve,
totally.
And what's on their sleeve is what I like.
Yeah, and they've done two covers albums, you know, and they call them Reanimate. And I'm going to play something off Reanimate 2.0, which came out this past year on October in 2013. This peaked at 40 on the U.S. chart, number 5 on the Hard Rock chart. That's
nice.
A big deal for hard rock music these days.
Heck yeah.
Other covers on this, they do hard rock covers of Daft Punk and Pat Benatar on there. So
I like that Benatar cover.
Yeah, they like to mix it up. Yeah, it was Hell Is for Children.
Yeah, and even Marilyn Manson.
Right.
Yeah, cool stuff.
They mix it up. But here's Hailstorm taking on this is vocally a big test, and this girl actually, and Lizzie Hale really pulls it off.
Oh, yeah.
Taking on a Judas Priest classic. This is Hailstorm doing Dissident Aggressor. We'll be right back.
Dissident Aggressor right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast. Awesome cover by Hailstorm. I love it.
You're not going to hear too many people try to pull that off in karaoke.
No, you know, how many singers out there you say, hey, you want to do a cover song of Priest? No.
I don't want to humiliate myself.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So we've been having fun today doing awesome cover songs. And I want to take, that's a good current one, you know, that's pretty new still. I want to go back to a simpler time, a time called 1989. Okay. Remember 1989? I mean,
junior high school.
Yeah, bands on top of the world, Motley Crue, you know, Bon Jovi starting to pick up steam, Skid Row starting to pick up steam, and that was the year of the Moscow Peace Festival.
Right.
Like the peak of that kind of rock.
Right.
You know, and it was huge, and a CD that came out that went along with that was called the Stairway to Heaven, Highway to Hell, Make a Difference CD.
Right.
And it was it came out on Mercury Polygram Records, produced by Bruce Fairbairn, and executive producer on this, Doc McGee.
Yeah, this was, well, this album was kind of, and the album and the concert was basically Doc McGee's get-out-of-jail-free card for certain charges he was brought up on.
Right, you yeah. know, and... And people, you know, people give Doc McGee a lot of shit about that. But you know what? I say everybody screws up. You know, some people just have the means to screw up bigger than others, you know. But I think it was cool that Doc McGee came back, and as much turmoil was involved in the whole process of it all, he really tried to do something good out of it.
We got a great concert and a cool album out of it.
Yeah, really cool CD. You know,
that's fine with me.
Right. You know, so Doc McGee comes back, tries to do something good out of it, and we get some great music, that historic concert. I bet you there's people in Russia that you say, what was the best concert you've ever been to? That's got to be it.
Yeah.
For the ones
especially
that were there.
Especially the Gorky Park part of the show. Remember them?
Yeah. I mean, Gorky Park's on here. They do a cover of The Who, My Generation. Yeah. And the theme of the CD was that it's bands currently in 89 doing covers of songs by artists who had passed away or were deeply affected by hard rock drug overdoses or alcohol overdoses, you know, hard rock bands doing covers. And there's some really great stuff on here. And, man, I could have picked anything. Scorpions, Ozzy's on here doing Purple Haze, Motley Crue with Teaser.
That's a good cover.
I think we played that before. I mean, that's awesome. It's just got some great stuff, but I've always really loved this song. Okay. So closing things out today on the Decibel Geek Podcast, Johnny Rotten, Eat Your Heart Out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's Skid Row with Holidays in the Sun. And we'll see you guys right back here next week for more Decibel Geek Podcast.
See ya.
History. And now It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.